fifth case, Matthews versus Homecomings Financial. Mr. Bial?
Yes, good morning, Your Honors. This is Karis Bilal for the appellant.
All right.
This case is before the court seeking relief from the district court's denial of Attorney Bilal's attorney lien and request for quantum merit relief. The record before the court is undisputed. The appellees in this case have been given an opportunity to file briefs and participate in this appeal, but they have chosen not to do so. There's really no dispute as to any of the facts. Mr. Matthews hired Attorney Bilal. Attorney Bilal provided services to Mr. Matthews, which he benefited from, and the court denied the request for any relief at all. The record is clear as to the work that was done to benefit Mr. Matthews.
What is that? What does the record show as far as the work done? Do you have an amount of hours, or did you present some detail of what you did and what the agreement was and how much you would get?
Yes, there was a declaration filed by Attorney Bilal in the district court, and it set forth the hourly rate and the hours that were worked and an amount, I believe it was.
How many hours?
I don't have it in front of me, Your Honor. I'm actually not, of course, in my office. I'm actually in a car dealership now. I had a fender bender this morning.
Right. Okay. So you don't have the stuff you would otherwise have in front of you if you were here. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I don't have any of that stuff in front of me. I do have a declaration. I know what was in there pretty much, but.
Where is the contract?
Well, that's another issue. With Mr. Matthews, I had moved some of my older files out of the office and stored them away, and I haven't been able to find his contract. But Mr. Matthews does not dispute that he had a contract with me and the terms of that contract.
Well, I mean, it's a little hard to rule on a case like this without the written agreement that you say you had with Mr. Matthews. And that was something that both the magistrate judge and the district judge were concerned with here.
And that's why in the alternative I said, just looking at the record and the work that was done, there were numerous motions that were filed and discovery that was taken in the case, and all of these things were done. And shortly before the case was settled, Mr. Matthews elected to discharge me at that time. And that's the precise purpose of having an attorney lien and quantum merit relief, to prevent this type of incident from happening.
What was it settled for?
My understanding, it was over $30,000.
But you're seeking $47,000 in attorney's fees.
I just put the amount of my attorney's fees. I didn't put exactly what it would be. I just put the amount there. I didn't know what he would settle the case for.
Well, if you want quantum merit, don't we have to have obviously a lot of things that show what work you did, and then and you have to meet that? It doesn't seem to me that you had any of this before the court. And I'm not sure what. Obviously, you don't have another side here, so I'm sort of guessing.
Right.
And same thing for the lien. Clearly, that was filed, I guess, late. Maybe they just surprised you, and next day you found out they fired you yesterday, and
right,
therefore you couldn't get this. Then you couldn't file this lien while you were representing them. Is that a reason for that?
Right. That's part of it. And the other part is in the contract, my fee agreement with Mr. Matthews, it states in there that the representation would be in effect until he pays my fees. He never paid me anything, not a penny. And I had no chance to actually send out this because, again, it was a surprise. I had no idea Mr. Matthews was going to do this.
No, that's a breach of contract, and you're trying to enforce a contract that you can't find. That's not helpful, is it?
No, I'm just essentially trying to enforce my attorney's lien or get quantum merit relief for my work that I did in this case. And I believe there were six different defendants in the case, and no one has filed any counter brief and disputed any of the facts in our brief.
All right. Did you have anything further, Mr. Bilal?
No, that was it, Your Honor. I really appreciate your time. I was just hoping that I could be there and answer any questions.
Well, I think it's worked out sufficiently here. I'll see if there are any other questions. Apparently not. Wish you a safe journey home.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will proceed to the...